Welcome to the Big Honker Podcast. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Listen, it is turkey season just right around the corner. And what a better way to start it than getting a new turkey call? Head over to PacificCustomCalls.com. They have a promo code, BHP25. You can save 25% off at checkout, whatever you order, whether waterfowl, apparel, turkey calls, 25% off. Use our promo code BHP25. Great guys up there. In Idaho, Post Falls, Idaho.
Having their turkey rodeo.
Turkey rodeo's coming up now. I think signups are over now, but if you're signed up, good luck there this year. And turkey rodeo's coming up. A lot of cool things going on up there with Pacific Calls. So check them out if you're in the market for a new call. Ducks, geese, cranes, turkeys, whatever you're wanting, they got something for you. PacificCustomCalls.com.
Official call of Stanfield Hunting Outfitters.
That is right. Next, we are also brought to you by Hemp Hill Farms. They also have a promo code, BHP. It is for 20% off of your next online order. CBD is the way to go.
Steve Barber told me he's got Thunder on him.
Really?
Yep. He's ordered him for Thunder and going to order him some. He's having some shoulder issues. Going to do the roll-on. I highly, highly recommend as you get older, feet hurt at nighttime. Joints, bones, aches, we're old. All them days of playing slow pitch softball are going to catch up to your ass when you get in your 50s. Get you some relief and call the Hemp Hill Farms. I use it every night. I take a gummy to sleep every night. Knocks me out for about 6 hours. Wake up without a hangover. It's great stuff.
Hemp Hill Farm, that's farm with a PH.com. Next, we are brought to you by Shin Gear. They have the best stuff that's on the market right now. Their waders are phenomenal. Jackets are amazing. I wear their bibs every single day. I cannot say enough good things about Shin Gear. They're great people to work with. They have an incredible warranty that they'll stand behind their products for as long as you stand in them. Customer service is at the forefront of all the products with Shin Gear. Amazing people. They got a Shin Fest coming up again in October. They're going to do the movie festival again, so make plans now. Memphis, October. It's going to be a great time. Hopefully, we're going to be there this year. Whatever you're needing, shingear.com is where to look for that. Great people. And their products are phenomenal. Next, we're brought to you by the Looking Glass Podcast. Rebel and Logan put on a great show. You can head over to their Patreon account, get signed up for there. They have a new episode every single week, and they have a bourbon review there. So if you're a bourbon drinker, that's your fancy, then check them out. Looking Glass Podcast. Logan's a great guy. I love
bourbon experts.
They are connoisseurs, one would say. But like I said, just go over to their Patreon, type in the Looking Glass Podcast. It'll pop up, and then you can just... Pay to play, boys and girls, pay to play. That's at patreon.com and go from there. Next, we are brought to you by Lucky Duck. They've got a lot of amazing stuff for waterfowl, but one of their kind of hidden gems is their varmint calls. Turkey, like I said, turkey season's coming up. To have big turkey numbers, you need to have a low predator number.
Get rid of them coons.
Get rid of coons, get rid of coyotes. They've got an amazing e-caller out there that you can call all these different things in. I say it every year, I'm going to shoot a lot of raccoons, and I never do. But this year, it's for certain. I'm going to. Right now, you can enjoy 20% off the Roughneck e-collar. That sale ends April 7th. Put your email in there for all the details. But
you got nothing to do in the spring. Once you shoot your turkeys, you're done. Go ahead and shoot you some coons.
Might as well.
Clean them up. Clear them out. Help your quail and your turkey numbers. Help everything out. Go kill some coons.
They've also got amazing A-frames. We hunt out of them every single day. Great spinners, obviously. 5-star crash test rated kennel, luckyduck.com. Next, we are brought to you by Dirty Duck Coffee. It's the way I start my day every single day here at the Big Honker Lodge with the Missouri Boat Ride blend. They've gotten amazing different blends that are all phenomenal. They've got First Flight, Suns Up, Guns Up, Cinnamon Teal, Morning Wood, and they've also got a cold brew. Warmer days are coming. I like my afternoon coffee. I like it cold. So they've got the King Rider cold brew right now. Head over to their website right now, dirty.coffee.com. You can get on the loyalty program and it'll just ship straight to your door. You won't even have to go back.
So they have the coolest swag in the business.
They really do. Really do. Jay and Buck are also great guys. So if you see them at a hunting show, stock up there. And if not, dirty.coffee.com and it'll go straight to your door.
And they got the K-Cup cartridges now also.
Yeah. So if you're not a grounds kind of guy, they got K-Cups. So got whatever you need. Next, we're brought to you by Dive Bomb Industries. They've changed the silhouette game. They're now into the floater line. They've got different floaters out there right now. They're kind of a one-stop shop, whatever you need. They've got gun cases. Their apparel is really, really good too. Full body snows. I know a lot of people are still shooting snow geese, which is crazy to me, but they do have a good looking full body snow goose decoy out there.
Apparel sale right now, 35% off top selling hoodies, shirts, hats, and youth gear. Limited quantity, so get on diebombindustries.com. Also, Squad Fest is when July.
It's coming up late July. I'm not for sure the date. It's around the 20th, 19th, 20th, somewhere around there. So if you're in the St. Louis area, come for the third or fourth annual Squad Fest. It's always a great time.
Fourth annual.
A lot of really good contest callers out there, and the beer goes down extra good in St. Louis. So we'll see you there. We'll be there and look forward to seeing you. Next, we're brought to you by Brit Labs, Double T British Kennel. Corey has some of the best British labs on the market right now. They're incredible civilians, and they are a monster out in the field. Hunted with them the last couple of years, and they're great, great dogs, and they're sweet as can be. That's the crazy thing. I mean, they're workhorses out in the field, and then you get them at home, and they're just a big old love bug. So
great pets.
If you're needing a new puppy, a started dog, or a finished dog, contact Corey, BritLabs.com, and he can y'all can all go from there. But I know a lot of people have been getting his dogs and not hearing anything but great reviews. So check him out, BritLabs.com. Also, we're brought to you by Boss Shot Shells. Bismuth is back in style, but they're not stopping at Bismuth. They will have a steel line out there, the Steel Legacy line, for people that are only want to shoot steel. If that's your jam, then they can help you.
Shooting ducks under 30 yards, it's cheaper, great knockdown power, got that same Boss technology in it, and that's BossShotShells.com. You can't go wrong with Boss. It only takes one.
That's right. Copper-plated Bismuth is my jam. They got their TSS turkey line out there, the Boss Tom, and let me tell you, it puts a hurting on them. So check them out at Boss Shot Shells.
Call them up, order some Stanfield 9s for dove season. Dove season is only like 5 months away.
It's not far.
5 months away from today, we'll be shooting doves. Holler at them, get you some Stanfield 9s. Yes, shot shells are going to be harder to get this year. Stock up now.
Yes, the shortage is going to be real. So if you wait till the last minute, there's a good chance that you won't have shotgun shells. So head over to Boss Shot Shells right now and get what you're going to need for this coming waterfowl season. Because if you wait too long, you're going to be sad. I promise you. Next, we're brought to you by MLR Graphics out there in Breckenridge, Texas. They make all of our swag out here at Stanfield Hunting Outfitters. They can do you too. If you're managing a baseball team or, you know, looking ahead, you got football coming up. No job too big or too small. Michael is a great guy, and he takes very, very good care of us.
Good Christian man, great family guy. Reach out to mlrgraphics.com in Breckenridge, Texas. They can ship to you. Like I said, they take care. All of our stuff comes from MLR. I highly recommend them.
Next, we are brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. No organization has done more to put ducks back into the sky. Figure out a way that you can get involved, whether it be starting a chapter, joining a chapter. Ducks Unlimited is the leader in wetland conservation. No organization does more to help the hunters out than Ducks Unlimited, and we're proud to be associated with them. So figure out a way to get involved. Ducks.org. Next, we are brought to you by Mossberg. Tell you what, that waterfowl gun that they got, it's Matty Robertson approved. It's Andy Shaver approved. It's what I shoot out here all winter long, and it's a workhorse. Shot it for two seasons now, never had a hiccup. You can check them out, Mossberg.com. If you're at a sporting goods store and you see a Mossberg behind the counter, put it to your shoulder. Give it a test run. They've done a lot of really, really good things with the 940 waterfowl gun. Love it. Check it out. Also, we're brought to you by Mallard Bay. They are the Airbnb of booking waterfowl hunts or hunts in general. If you are trying to book a hunt this coming season, no matter where, they've made it easier than ever before. You can literally type in what you're looking for, where, price range, and you'll have all these results pop up right there. So they have a vetting system with their outfitters, so you don't have to worry about getting your money taken. Head over to mallardbay.com to book your next hunting adventure.
And if you're an outfitter, I also highly recommend Mallard Bay for selling your hunts.
You get a lot of eyes on you.
Yes, a lot of eyes. You'll fill in your dates. So you guys out there that are starting businesses or established and you're having some trouble selling certain times, reach out to Mallard Bay and talk to them. White and them guys out there are great dudes.
Next, we're brought to you by Alpha Outdoor Specialties, maker of the Stanfield Stool. It has saved my back and my butt all waterfowl season. No more bucket butt for me. Set the Stanfield Stool in these A-frames, and I'm telling you what, it's the cat's meow. I'm comfortable all day, never got up achy or anything like that. Usually towards the end of the year, I'm feeling my age. Not anymore in the Stanfield Stool. They've also got a blind caddy out there. You can set it up on your A-frame, keep your coffee, your shotgun shells, calls all organized, keep it all right in front of you. They're ahead of the time. You can order all of this cool stuff at OutdoorSpecialties.com, and it'll ship straight to your door. Last but certainly not least, Stanfield Hunting Outfitters. Dove season's coming up. like Jeff said, not too far away. We're filling in. So if you're wanting a dove hunting date, weekends are probably all gone, but we got some weekdays available.
I have opening day of dove season is a September 1st is on a Sunday this year. I've got a special for Sunday, Monday. It's $400. Come in on Saturday night, have dinner Saturday night, breakfast, three meals on Sunday, hunt morning, afternoon, spend the night again, have breakfast and a hunt on Monday morning, which is Labor Day. It's $400 a person. I've got limited opportunity. I think I've got room for 16 people. That is all I got left for that opening day. If you're interested in it, holler at me pretty quick, 940-658-3172. Can do some corporate dove hunts during the week. Private groups, got to have at least 20 people. Book the entire lodge for $10,000 for 20 people. Do two mornings, two afternoons, lodging and meals. StanfieldHunting.com.
Thank you so much for listening to the Big Hunker Podcast. None of this would be possible without you great listeners. So we appreciate you. Love you. Bye. Watch for deer. We'll rock and roll.
We done had a killer show the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know if you want that on air, though.
I wouldn't give two fucks.
might leave that one for the next one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a little fresh.
So. Yeah, it's a little fresh. All right, here we go. It's on my laptop.
There we go.
I'm the talent, Andy's the face.
That makes sense.
Makes a lot more sense when they put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Three, two, one.
Boom! And welcome to the Big Honker Podcast, brought to you the boys in Michigan at Boss Shot Shells and our good friends at Mossberg. I'm Jeff Stanfield with the world famous Andy Shaver.
That's right.
Do you hear that noise in the background? It's a mixture of wedding bells and tears.
Oh, yeah.
The tears are all them poor redneck gals in the Southeast that lost their man. I'm telling you. When you see Matty Robertson, you think about a ball fro. You think about the whole fucking Talladega Nights experience as a bass fisherman.
I just think of a sex icon out there on the different
sex icon. Right.
Sex icon just hitting, stealing your women and catching your fish.
I'm telling you right now, the moisture just dried up in the Southeast when he got married with all them poor gals. It did.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the world didn't know so many hearts could be broke at one time. That's all I know. the world didn't know whenever I took my pants off on FS1 that so many panties can get wet either, but you know, those days are long gone, and I just get a little hair up my ass to, you know, go wild on Fox Sports again. You never know.
Your wife is a saint. Very nice lady. I really enjoyed being around her. She is not the woman that I thought you would have married, so I was really proud of you because she is pretty much a level-headed, normal person, and I figured you was going to end up with some wild-ass ex-stripper gal type girl, and you get completely opposite that. I'm proud for you for that.
Now, Jeff, two things. One, you know I'm a little smarter. You know I'm a little smarter. End up one of them crazy bitches.
Well, we found out last time that's not true.
Two. Well, I know, but I got away from that. I was smart enough. Like, we got away from that. Two, what the fuck do y'all think she's thinking? Like, for real.
Marrying you?
Yeah. She's got to be out of her damn mind.
Married a guy that's fun to be with. I mean, fuck, you're going to get old. You better have someone that makes you laugh.
Oh, that's not to mention she's a little young doll.
Yeah.
Had to get one 10 years younger than me.
That's the age difference?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
got me a little
hot. You had the free candy van out there, huh?
Yeah, you know, the ice cream. She likes ice cream a little better than the candy.
the deal with marrying one a lot younger than that's good because your looks are going to fade, but she's still going to be a smoke show.
Shit, I'm aging like wine, son. I get better looking every year. What are you talking about?
Now, are you still running? Because Seth Fighter said you ran just far enough to get a wife.
Yeah, no, I ain't been running for a little bit. It's because I jacked my knee up.
Oh, though. You did? What'd you do?
Something on the backside. Last summer, I got a bad twinge, and I just kept running, and I couldn't walk for like 3 days. I was at Willie's house and couldn't walk 30 feet. And I was like, what the fuck? And I started feeling it again. I was like, I'm not going through that, because I thought I was going to have to like bail out on the fishing for the rest of the year. So yeah, been eased up.
Have the doctor looked at it?
Love handle back a little bit. She likes the love handles, you know. They got, it's like a gas pedal for a woman. Like, they got to have something to grab onto. So, she likes the love handles.
Have you been to a doctor about your knee?
No.
No, that doesn't. I don't know why that doesn't surprise me.
Yard whenever that happened, and they did it $2,000 worth of x-rays and all this bullshit. Fucking don't tell me nothing. Fuck them idiots.
Well, my question is, I'm confused why you got to have a fucking knee to fish.
You got to stand all day.
You got chairs.
I need one of them Millennium chairs.
Just fish off of it like an old codger all day long.
Yeah, or I can go to Big Lots and buy me a recliner, and I'll throw some lag bolts through the feet of it into the deck of the boat and see how it'll work.
You should do that.
God almighty, that would be a trendsetter. If you did that shit, every fucking redneck in America would have a fucking lazy boy hooked up to their bass boat.
Oh, yeah. Recliner, vibrating.
Vibrating.
Whenever it's cold, have it heated. Shit.
And a stripper pole next to it.
Yeah, no doubt. Right in front of it.
What's the fishing been like this year? Because it was pretty rough in Tulsa, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty rough. I mean, I like Grand Lake and everything, but it's a tough fishery, man. We've went to some good ones, and we went to some bad ones. I've had a little bit of a rough year this year. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know if it's the getting married part. I don't know what the hell's going on, but shit's going to have to change.
Nothing ever lines up together. It's the same in our business. If we can ever get cold, wet, and the economy good at the same time, something's always fucked up.
Well, and like the weather was volatile in Tulsa, wasn't it? Like, wasn't one day hot, and then the next day was cold, and I mean, it just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, coming, it was nice, and then cold front comes in, and winds, I'll tell you what, the wind out in Oklahoma, buddy, that fucking wind blows. Like, it's not just it's going to blow 20 today, you're going to get some 10 mile an hour with some 20 in it. Like, if they say it's going to blow 20 or 15, like, fuck, it howls, buddy. Like, it's sustained that mile per hour.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of times you can, like, add 10 to it. Add 10 miles an hour to it.
Oh, yeah. It's unreal. That wind out there is unreal.
The crop of people that came through the Bassmasters was different than we were in Knoxville. I did not see as many of the, what would you call them?
Rednecks?
Rednecks.
Buddy, let me tell you something. I don't fucking Tulsa, first of all, weirdest fucking town I ever been to in my life. Okay? Like, I didn't see a lot of the fans. Like, I met some of the fans. And like I said, like, I could tell it was different people than Knoxville, you know, than the country people we're talking about. But is Tulsa not the weirdest town you've ever been to?
Andy went to a gay bar there.
Was not a gay bar, but it catered to the gays.
That's a gay bar.
Here's the deal. There was a kid at the booth that was from Tulsa. And we were going to go out the last night, and he was like, okay, here's what you do. You start out at Red's. He said, just go down the block. It's bar alley. Just pick them. He also said there's a bar downtown that has like an old school arcade in it. It's got all the old games. He said, that's a fun bar to go to. So we leave Red's, which was a fucking, I didn't know what to make of Red's. It had the bikers with the long beards. It had black chicks twerking their ass for Snapchat. It had a transgender by the bar. Like, it fucking Red's was all over the place. I did not feel safe. They patted us down. I felt like I was going into like a mob meeting. Like, they had metal detectors and patting us down and weirdest thing ever. So we leave Red's after a drink. Wyatt from Mallard Bay, he felt at home. He went to school at Baton Rouge. Like, this is just a normal night in Baton Rouge for him.
Gay bars?
Yeah.
No, Red's. The thing that's just fucking ruckus all over the place. And then Jack Zimmerman, he lost his legs in Afghanistan. So, like, he's been in some sketchy situations. Here I am from West Texas. Not a whole lot of street cred with me. So I felt uncomfortable. So we left and we leave and we're walking down the street and we look in. We're like, hey, there's that bar that's got the arcade in it. Let's go in there. Should have known by the doorman. 400 pounds, pink mohawk, like didn't even get no metal detector, no patting us down. He's like, oh, y'all have a good time. And that turned out to be a lot of rainbow flags.
I guess the sign at the door that said glory hole to your right didn't give it away there, Maddie.
And come on, man. You got use a little common sense. You don't need much street cred for that.
Seemed like a good time.
Was it?
It wasn't too bad. I felt safe in there. Nicest. You know, that's another thing. Like, most of the time you go to a bar, like, if you're in the way, the bartender will just tell you to fuck off, get out of the way. Like, I got shit to do. They politely asked us to move over a couple feet. That's when that was another kind of red flag. We're like, yeah, bartenders aren't usually this nice.
You know, Tulsa's is a terrible place crime-wise. Where we were at, I never felt unsafe, which I didn't go to the bar hopping at nighttime. And we had some nice places to eat and stuff, and I didn't feel uncomfortable there. But you get a block or two away, and Tulsa gets really bad real fast.
Yeah.
Like all...
Every y'all's downtown Tulsa. Was it not like a ghost town?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. With homeless people.
So, Tulsa's supposed to have 800,000 people. Nashville got way more than that. I don't know, a couple million or something. Like, I've been to a lot of big cities, a lot of towns. And let me tell you something about Tulsa. I don't know what that town is, and I'd hate to be one to jump on a conspiracy little fucking bullshit here, but let me tell you something. That's a shell city for fucking something. Don't know what, don't care, but I'm just telling you, it's a weird fucking town. Downtown skyscrapers, like, fucking nobody walking around. Should be people walking to work in the morning, people going in the afternoon. Like, where the fuck is everybody? I saw 3 people walking the streets except for the homeless people. There's more people in my home county in Kentucky, 30,000 people in the county, walking in the town doing shit than the whole fucking city of Tulsa.
He's got a good point.
I have not thought of that. But yeah, you're right. Like, you go to another big city that's comparable in size. Even Lubbock, out here in West Texas, where I went to school.
With 300,000 people, maybe max.
Downtown people are everywhere. There's people at the crosswalks. It's fucking crazy. There was nobody in Tulsa.
If it wasn't for the people there for the Bassmaster Classic, there wouldn't have been a fucking soul in that town. And even the homeless people were weird, dude. Like, I'm wearing the fur coat, just weighed in, wearing the fur coat, walking back to the boatyard. And I pass this homeless lady sitting on a bench. And, like, dude, I've been around homeless people like Nashville and stuff. Like, you know, they don't look the greatest. This lady was kind of chunky and looked healthy. And she's like, yeah. She's like, oh, I love your coat. I'm like, what the fuck? like I've been around, like, it's not like I go hang out with homeless people. But I fucking walk by a whole shitload of them. I've never had some weird homeless lady that's, oh, I love your coat, just being nice. Like, what is the wrong with this fucking town?
I've never thought of that.
Well, next year you're gonna be in
like fucking lookouts or something.
Right?
Lookouts.
Next year you're gonna be in Dallas, so it'd be worse.
I'm telling you, I was a fucking weird town. I thought.
I didn't think about that, but yeah, you're right. Like, there's nobody there.
Pondering on it, thinking about all the weird shit.
Yeah, like now that you've said it, like, it's all starting to kind of come together.
I got a question for you. What? It's got to be a pain in the ass to fish the classic and have to fish 50 miles from where the weigh-in and whatever that shit is.
Oh, dude. It's fucking 90
miles. 90 miles. There's got to be better places.
It was 1 hour and 22 minutes. Biggest pain in the fucking ass. Like, Knoxville's awesome. We're right there by the water. Like, Lake Hartwell, Anderson, South Carolina at Greenville. Like, it's 30, 40 minutes to the convention center in Greenville. That's all right. But, dude, whenever you have to drive 1 hour and 22 minutes one way to the water every day, like, you got to get up at fucking 3:30. You got to drive to the fucking lake. And then you got to drive back. And it's, you don't get done till 9 o'clock at night every night. Like, in Knoxville, I partied till 1:30, 2 o'clock every morning, the nights of the tournament. And I couldn't do that in fucking Oklahoma because, damn, son, like, take it out of it.
There's got to be enough places in our country that's got lakes and big cities where they can have this event where it's not that far. Like, even Dallas is going to be a pain in the ass because y'all are fishing Lake Fork next year, right?
It's Ray Roberts, and we fished the classic at Ray Roberts before, and it's kind of a pain in the ass, but it ain't nothing like fucking Tulsa. Fuck Tulsa, Oklahoma.
So
you won't see me back to Tulsa unless I have to for a damn tournament. I don't care if I ever see it again.
Now, Lake Ray Roberts, wouldn't it be closer to be in Fort Worth than it would be in Dallas?
They call it Fort Worth slash
Dallas. So where's the convention at? Is it Kay Bailey or is it going to be in Fort Worth?
I actually think it was in Dallas.
That's a pain in the ass. I hate going to fucking Dallas.
Yeah.
Dallas is my Tulsa. Yeah. I have no reason to go to Dallas.
They gave us some passes or some sticker things to run the expressway and shit, so it had to be in Dallas.
Right.
Well, no, there's a toll road that goes from Denton to Fort Worth, I believe, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't like to go to Dallas. I love Fort Worth. But boy, you get it. Other than flying out of DFW, I do not want to go to Dallas for nothing. That's really not even in Dallas.
It'll be at the Fort Worth Convention Center in the Dickies Arena.
Oh, that's not bad. That's where we had the old Texas Trophy Hunters. That's a good deal. Yeah, yeah, stay in the here. Omni across the street. It's a good time.
March 21st to the 23rd, 2025.
Yeah.
Compete for $1 million purse.
That's still a long fucking drive, though, from Dickies Arena to fucking Lake Ray Roberts.
Was this year for $1 million?
$300,000.
I wonder if this million...
It's the whole purse.
That's the aggregate?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whew.
They like fudge numbers to make anything look good, just like anybody else.
Right, is yeah.
I know that winning a tournament like the Classic is a big payday, but your average golf, your average fishing tournament, what's the pay, $50,000 for winning it?
What, like...
Like this weekend.
Not the... This past, like this weekend, $100,000.
It's a damn good paycheck still.
Yeah, 50th place is 10.
Oh, wow.
So if you make the cut, you're still making money.
Yeah, yeah. If you make the cut, you make.
The money is in your sponsors, though, right?
Yeah, like if you're a fisherman and you're out there planning on making a living on cash and checks, you're going to go fucking broke.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way it is. Like, think about it like this. You got $5,000 entry fee. You got room, gas, food, all that. Like, you got $7,000 tied up in it. So, really, that's on the cheap side. You fucking got $7,000 tied up in it, you're going to make 30. Like, there ain't no money in the cash.
So, it's $5,000 is the entry fee?
Yeah.
For every tournament?
Every tournament, $45,000 a year.
Wow. You know what's crazy about that is y'all don't have, or y'all made, y'all have outlaw tournaments of guys putting up $100,000 to get guys to come fish at his lake for a couple of days?
So not really. Like, there's other big tournaments, but there is this one organization called the TAA. They had their first tournament on Lake Lanier about 3 or 4 weeks ago, where there's none of that forward facing sonar shit. Old school bassing, and my buddy Chris Johnson won it actually. But there's 50 guys, everybody threw in $5,000, and first place is like $70,000, and it's a pretty good deal, yeah.
So there is one of that coming around. I know, like, we're good friends with Chandler, that's a PGA golfer, and he played in the RBC this week. He got 46th place, and he won $50,000 in 46th place. But there's all kinds of golf tournaments that people put on. John Daly's got a tournament in Fort Worth, I think, coming up. And I was wondering on the fishing deal if guys are starting to throw money, like individuals or corporations, outside of the bass. And y'all can fish anything you want to. You're not committed to just having to fish the Bass Tournament Classic, are you? Or the
Elite Series. Right, yeah. There's other tournaments like MLF has Toyota Series. It's like an $1,800 entry fee. First place, $65,000. So
you can fish every weekend of the year just about if you wanted to.
Yeah. You want to go fish more derbs, you can go fish for more money.
That's an interesting deal. What a life, though, man. I'm telling you, there's so many people that are jealous of you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Probably so. It's fucking great fucking time. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, like you said, though, like, you got to have a personality if you're going to, you got to be marketable if you're going to make money. Yeah. Like, if you're, like you said, if you're just fishing for a check each weekend, like, you can't
do it. Like, you're going to go broke. There's guys going broke doing it.
Some of those guys aren't marketable, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fishing guys and they're good fishermen, but they're not very marketable. You're marketable. When we sit in that booth and people come up to visit, I'm going to be honest with you. When people come up to your booth, they either want to see you or they want to get a picture with me and see about old fat, sexy guy. Cannot figure it out because we're not anything alike, but that's what they're there for. But those people come to that booth, though, and they want to talk about you all the time, and they want to buy your shirts and your caps. And I know other guys did, but I didn't see one other fishing guy that had a booth that was as busy as yours was. Nobody on the whole deal.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty wild. You know, like, I appreciate every one of them people coming up. I wish I could have been there to meet every one of them. But, yeah, it's pretty damn wild what it's kind of become, you know?
Were you, like, the first guy that kind of brought this, like, WWE showmanship mentality to the Bass?
He's the only one still.
Right.
Yeah, pretty
much.
But I
didn't know if there was anybody, like, 20 years ago or 30 years ago or 40 years ago.
No, not really. Not that I can think of right offhand, no. There's, like, Gerald Swindle, he's funny as shit and everything. But as far as, you know, putting on a little entertainment stuff like that, no, not really.
Did the Godfather Bill Dance, did he ever fish on tour?
Yeah, Bill Dance fish. That's how he got started. Bill Dance, very successful in his in Bassmasters early on, and that's what he was actually smart about it and went to make a lot more money than any of us would have going out there doing the entertainment side of it. And that's kind of, Hank Parker always said he wanted to fish to make enough money to be able to hunt, and he kind of did the same thing. He won the Classic, and then he took another avenue, went off, and did the TV shows and made his money there too.
Bill's funny. When he walks in, we had Bill on with us, what, 4 years ago? Probably a long time ago.
Yeah.
But Bill, when Bill walks into those deals, it's like, it's same as when Phil Robertson would go in Louisiana and walk through a building. It's like Jesus walks in and they just part the floors for him.
Oh, and yeah.
God, Bill's got to be getting 80 years old.
Oh, yeah. Bill's getting up there a little bit. He's got I can't remember the lady's name, but Bill's cool as shit. Goes around with, they might, Bill asked me for a picture. I was like, I'll ask for it.
The only person I know, Pam, his daughter, is with him all the time. She's kind of his handler.
Yeah, that's Pam.
Pam, yes. She's a nice lady.
Yeah, she's.
So how are you going to juggle marriage life and hitting the road?
I don't know. Like, it's juggling just fine right now. I mean, got married, went to Key West for 4 or 5 days and went back, we took this boat called the Key West Express. My Willie got it for us and thought it was going to be cool as shit at first. It's a boat that goes from Fort Myers to Key West. So we went down, dropped my boat off at a buddy's. Then we went to Fort Myers, drove to Fort Myers, and we got on this Key West Express. It's like a 60-foot catamaran, like tunnel hole boat, and rode it down. It was all right. It's about a 3.5-hour boat ride, and it wasn't bad on the way down. Fucking eat the wheat. I ate 3 or 4 pounds of shrimp every fucking day in Key West. And I eat fucking ice cream and key lime pie, like gained fucking 15 pounds down there. Jesus. And, then we, on the way back, we got on there and they said it'd be a little bumpy. I guess there was some high winds or whatever, got the seas rolling. Let me tell you something. We was on there about 20 minutes. I don't get seasick. Never done.
Except this time.
All right. Well, there's 3 floors to this boat. We're on the center floor and we're on the lower floor, and we're up towards the front of the boat, and this motherfucker's bobbing some. I mean, I run a fucking boat, and this sumbitch is bobbing. Like, whenever we come down, I feel like I almost free fall a little bit for about 2 foot. And she's got her head kind of in my lap, laying down, trying to take a nap. Well, she raises up, bam, instantly fucking seasick, like fucking bad. And we're like 20 minutes into a fucking 3.5-hour boat.
Oh, fuck.
That's a long day.
So I got to get her a bottle of water, and she comes to me. She's like, I'm going to puke. We go in the bathroom. She bends over, fucking goes to puke, can't really puke, stands up. Dude, whenever I tell you, she all color gone. I'm like, the only person I've seen that color is fucking Casper or fucking dead body that is that color. I'm like, Jesus Christ, she's going to fucking die.
Should have got that life insurance.
She's like, oh my God, I'm gonna pass out. So, no, fuck. So I fucking grabbed onto her, fucking carried her, and the guy walked out, and the guy's like, you need to go upstairs on the back balcony. It's the smoothest place. I got her up there, and she fucking went down on the floor right outside the door. And so she's just sitting there, and these fucking people in these chairs are fucking looking at us. And this girl walks up to us. She's like, here's some type of fucking medicine make you not fucking feel. And I tried to give it to her. And she's like, I got to puke. You know those fucking big, nasty, gray fucking trash cans with the fucking flapper lid on it? Nasty as fuck. And she's like, I got to puke. She fucking gets up, shoves her fucking head inside this fucking flap door like this. Fucking puking and shit. Like, oh my God, this fucking, I'm like, Jesus. And she's just fucking sitting there after about puking for about 45 seconds. She's just standing there with her head hanging in the fucking door like this. And I'm like, come on, honey. We got to fucking go. We got to get to a chair. She's like, no, I can't make it. Fucking went back down on the floor. Holy fuck, dude. Like, she was fucking sick for fucking 3 hours.
Oh.
It was fucking unreal. Even, dude, I had to go get our shit down there on that second, on the bottom floor at the front. And whenever I'd take 2 steps, stop, and I'd have to get my bearing and fucking over here and then over there. Like, I was starting to get a little fucking sick. I don't ever get it.
Did you ever throw up?
Nah, babe, I got a little queasy one time. I ain't gonna lie to you, dude. I'm telling you, I've never in my life been seasick. I've been in some shit. Laid out on the ocean, never got seasick.
I was, we were on a ferry in Mexico one time between Cancun and, Cozumel and Playa del Carmen. And people were getting sick on their ferry, and it was cool in there. Their conditioner was going. It was kind of rough. It wasn't nowhere sickness. But they started passing around. They had a Ziploc bag full of cotton balls with alcohol in them. Like rubbing alcohol. And people would pass them. Somebody would get one and they'd pass it down. And they'd sniff, pick it up under their nose and stuff. And I guess it helped a lot. There's nothing. I've been seasick in the Pacific one time off the coast of Puerto Vallarta. Shit, 30 years ago. And I was fucking miserable. I'm telling you, you can't get comfortable. I tried to lay in the center console of a 35-foot fish offshore boat. And there's nothing I could do. I could not get better. I was so bad that I was like, listen, if you'll just drive by the beach at 100 yards, my fat ass can swim to the beach, and I'll just lay on the beach and walk. It's in Mexico. I'll figure my way out. I was that desperate. I was willing to just jump off and fucking swim to the beach and lay there. And I'd have fucking, if I had to walk for 4 days to get back to my place, I'd have been okay. It sucks. It's terrible.
Yeah. I would not fucking recommend taking that fucking
Why didn't you fly? Yeah.
Fucking, I don't, like, if Willie got it for us for kind of a present. It was, like, dude, like, concept, yeah, it's cool, but fuck that, dude. Like, just, yeah, never again. You want, and we get it after the vote, it's like, well, folks, we is a little out of experience today. We hope it doesn't deter you from coming back. Like, fuck you guys. I'm never coming on this thing again.
How long did it take her to recover? Like, my wife gets, she'll get sick, and she gets car sick really, really bad. And, like, her whole day's shot if she ever gets car sick.
Oh, same way. Like, we went to the hotel, and she was still messed up at the hotel, and it was a long, long night.
I'm sure people might have thought you roofied her. Like, oh, this poor girl's about to get taken.
You know what? Wouldn't shock me. She's 10 years younger than me. A little good thing. Shit. I'd have thought that.
Yeah, like, we need to call somebody to help this poor girl out. Maddie roofied her.
Bad deal.
And she's deathly afraid of birds, I saw.
Oh, dude, you ain't never seen nothing like it. Like, deathly afraid. Like, we're in this restaurant. Dude, I'm saying, we at this place called Two Friends. Best shrimp. I love shrimp. It's the best fucking shrimp I ever ate in the world. And these fucking pigeons walking around, like, she was flipping the fuck out. Like, I got, and also down in Key West, there's these fucking chickens and roosters walking around. Buddy, she about lost her shiz. Bad.
So she's got a bird phobia then?
for real bird phobia. Like, she, it ain't no plan. Like, she tore up.
All things to be scared of is a bird.
Now, I'm somehow I became a member of a group from Key West, and like, all it is, it just shows people passed out in Key West. Is that, like, or is it just Party Central? I've never been.
Yeah, no, Key West, it's a lot of partying. Like, they start early there. There's one day we started about 10:30 or 11 and went all the way through the day and all night. Like, it's a good time, dude. Like, it was, the only thing is, don't, like, we were on the beach. We went to the beach one day, rented a golf cart, rode to the beach, took us a cooler, blah, blah. Put sunscreen on, 70 SPF all over his pale ass fucking body and shit. And she wanted to get in the water, so we got there, and there's some waves, and the waves splash, and we're standing, it's waist deep, and the waves are splashing up on my belly and shit. And I'm like, all right, whatever, fucking go back, lay down, lay in the sun. Well, I didn't know that the fucking waves washed the damn sunscreen off on the bottom of my fucking belly. Next thing you know, like fucking right, like this much of my belly, it's just blistered ass fucking red where the water washed the fucking sunscreen off. And Jesus, son, I'm telling you, like, I had that and then a patch about the size of a softball on my right thigh. Just, I mean, blistered.
There's nothing worse than a fucking sunscreen than a sunburn. No.
Like, if I'd have put two circles right here on my nipples, it looks like a giant fucking smiley face.
Now, I've never been to Key West. It's one of my bucket places to go to in the United States. And, Andy, you would fit in good there because I think there is a lot of the Tulsa gay nightclubs in Key West. Is a big gay place, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like the capital of the world. I ain't gonna lie to you. I went to a drag bar down there. It's a pretty good time.
You did?
Dude, I'm gonna tell you, it's fun. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What do? They come out and with like the dancers and shit or what?
Yeah, they come out there in big wigs and shit, singing and shit. And a couple of, like, a lot of them lip sync, but they can act, like, a couple of them can actually sing, and, I mean, they can fucking sing, so I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, come out, put on a show or whatever, it's pretty wild, but it's a good time.
What's the name of that bar?
Jeff wants to go when he goes there.
No, but I've heard about it. I mean, it's a famous place.
There's two of them there, but I've only been to one of them. We was gonna go to the other one, but we got sidetracked drinking all day. It's like Aqua or something like that.
I think that is it.
Yeah.
I would go to it.
Andy,
Aqua Bar or the 801 Bourbon Bar?
Yeah. The Aqua Bar.
I don't give two fucks about not going to a drag queen bar, but just don't do it around my fucking kids and then fucking put them in bathrooms. If you want to be a man and wear a dress, knock yourself out. I don't care. Does that make me a bigot?
Look at you, Jeff. Just growing.
Well, I was in a bar in Mexico.
Jeff, me, you, Willie, Andy, we all need to, like, whatever. I'll bring Colleen and bring whoever. Y'all bring y'all's wives. We'll go to fucking Willie's down to go to Key West any fucking time. And I'll be honest with you, I am too. But just so you know, like, me and Willie's going to sit down at that fucking Two Friends. We eat shrimp at some other place. It ain't as good as this fucking place. We're going to sit down and eat this motherfucking shrimp. We're going to order a pound a piece. And then whenever about 3/4 done, we're going to be like, because you don't want that shit fucking be fucking more fresh. Be like, oh, yeah, another pound. A little bit more Obey side. And bring it out, sit down. You'll see me and Will eat 2 to 3 pounds of shrimp a setting.
Jesus.
So you like it boiled then. That's why you like your shrimp. Boiled with a lot of Obey seasoning and stuff on it.
Yeah.
That's why I like shrimp. I'm not a big shrimp eater. I'd rather have crab, but that's why I would have shrimp. We're going to Puerto Vallarta, all of us. Us, Trevor, and Haley from Pacific are going. We're going in February or early March next year. Y'all should come with us.
Might fucking do that. Can I bring my boy Willie along?
I love Willie. Me and Willie get along great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Willie be great. We have a lot of mother-in-law stories.
We'll get him a Mexican senorita.
Oh yeah,
somebody to take back to the States if he wants to. They're all looking for a green card down there. They're all looking for a legal way of getting in here. So
fact, they can just walk across now.
Yeah, but it ain't the same as
Willie. Ain't looking for a wife though. I don't think.
I don't know if he is or not.
You weren't looking for one when you found one, were you?
No, I wasn't. just happened upon them.
She's a good lady, and she's a softball coach, right?
Yeah, she's a softball coach. Like, she's, what's funny is she's really sweet, really nice. Like, y'all met her, but y'all let her get on that softball field. Fucking savage.
Different lady. Different lady.
Oh, God. Let me tell you. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the girl. But I was like, and I'm happy she ain't like that off the field.
Did she play collegiate softball herself?
Yeah, she played D2 softball.
Well, see, she's been fighting lesbians her whole life, getting away from them. That's why she's mean on that softball field.
I asked her about that whole concept. She said it wasn't true, but I just don't believe it.
It's not? Because I always heard if you wear a ribbon, that means you're straight.
I really don't know about it.
That's what I've heard.
We had a girl on that played Division I softball as a pitcher. She said it's true. A lot of lesbian, a lot of carpet munching going on there.
It wouldn't surprise me, honestly.
No, not at all.
No, I mean, they're, you know, it is what it is. You know, you're around these people all the time, so why not try to kiss them? I don't know. I mean,
girls' softball's full of lesbians. Men's figure skating's full of gay dudes.
Did you see the, I guess at Talladega, they had like a big...
the girls took all their clothes off?
Yeah, they took all their clothes off. There's like, they had like a flatbed trailer up there and like a pole. I'll send you the video. But yeah, like, they're at Talladega and all these girls are like taking their tops off and everything. I became a NASCAR fan watching that video.
I didn't know about that.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw it just 10 minutes before we went on air. Someone said, this can't be a real NASCAR event, and it showed. And I'm going to tell you what, some of those girls had some really nice work done to them.
They paid a lot of money.
Oh, they would look very nice. Very, very nice.
Money well spent.
Yes.
Jeez. I've never had an inclination to go to a NASCAR event, but now all of a sudden I do.
Yeah, I ain't never really either, Andy.
They've got a
Willie loves NASCAR event.
That's why.
That's probably why. He knew it before we did.
There's an event they have east of here between Munster, Texas, and Nakona called Rednecks with Paychecks, and they do some. I'd like to go watch. They've got where these people get in these little princess cars or these little kids, like, I don't know what you'd call it, whatever, the tractors and stuff, and they go down a hill and they have a race on them and they time them. And it's adults in these fucking kids' cars. And them fuckers wipe out and shit. They do mud stuff and they got bikini contests. And they got a TV show that's going to be on Discover. And it's this thing. It's a reality of this thing. Them motherfuckers have a good time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, to be 18 to 25 and single, I'd be going to them some bitches every day. Be a good time. Like NASCAR. I've never wanted to go to a NASCAR event, but I would definitely gander and take a look at that.
Yeah.
Are you a NASCAR fan, Matty?
No, it's not my jam, you know. Yeah, my neither. Like, I'll tell you this, like, I'm not a big NASCAR guy, but I went up there with the guys at Boss, with Dirk and Brandon, and they got us some Jeeps, and we raced in, they call it a demolition race. Like, it's six different races on the circle track with these fucking cars, and we use Jeeps. And they let me drive one of them. Let me fucking tell you something. Fucking, you don't want me in a NASCAR car because I will win some fucking.
That looks like that was a good time, too. That's also when you was the waiter with your thong.
Yeah. That's whenever I fucking did. It was the 4th of July. I fucking pulled the thong out. Some dude was over there holding the damn pillow up, said, "Where's my Cabana boy?" And the other guy's holding the pillow up, said, "I need a beer." And I went over to him. I said, "Hey, I got my fucking chili pepper thong with me." And he's like, "Go fucking put it on, Ace. I'll grab some beers." So I walked around the pool house at Brandon's, fucking slipped that thing on, and they brought me two beers, and I fucking walked over with them, fucking had some fucking aviators on, and handed them to him. Fucking one dude slapped my ass, while another dude stuck a dollar bill on my thong, and it was a big time.
You're still on the thong bandwagon, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I like them, dude. I'll be honest with you. If people wouldn't make fun of me, I'd wear a thong all the time. That's the most, like, you ain't, I can obviously tell y'all ain't never tried one on. It is comfortable.
I never have.
This does not seem like it would
just
be comfortable.
It just seems counterintuitive. Like, that, does the string not bother you?
No, dude, like, the string, it's not that bad, dude. I'll be honest with you. It's whenever I was, I had a little bit of time off before going to work one day. Whenever I was a machinist, I went into the store called fucking Gordman's. I was like, "What the fuck is this?" in Evansville, Indiana. And I went in there. I'm walking through there, and there's fucking male Speedos and male thongs. I'm like, and there's a black one that has peppers on it. It says hot all over it. I said, "Fuck, I'm gonna get that thing." That's pretty cool. And then I fucking, there's another fucking Speedo that was like blue chrome, and black, like flames on it and shit. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to get that too. That's pretty funny. I still got both of them. The only thing is the blue chrome one, I dried it, and I don't guess you're supposed to dry it. Where it got hot, it turned to blue and silver. So now it's silver and black flames.
Look like a Raider fan now.
Yeah, dude, I put that thing on. I was like, damn, this is comfy.
So do you have more than just the two?
No, I ain't got more than just two, but I wear that one every once in a while.
Maybe do you wear it fishing? Maybe that could change your luck. You ever think of that?
Yeah, I'm waiting for, I'm planning on wearing it fishing whenever I'm on FS1, and I'm going to bend over to get a fish out of live well or something, and that shit's going to tie up. It's going to happen.
We were at a high school basketball game, and the coach on the other team bent over one time, and he had a fucking thong on. That's all everybody would talk about.
He knew.
Yep.
Him and Maddie are the only ones that know.
You got it.
They got that. Go get one. Go get one.
Andy,
don't try on your wife's. That's different. Ain't the same thing.
Don't try on your wife's.
Go get one and try it on.
Andy, you got a thin, good build. You work out all the time. You got to wear one.
The males are different. Like, it supports the boys and everything. You got good support up front.
Like, it's all holds it all intact like a cup.
I've worn a cup a lot of times, or that jock strap. You know, you don't have to worry about anything in your ass.
So I'm trying to tell you.
I don't know. I feel like I would need a bidet for this to work, or like just get out of the shower. Like,
your address, and I will have one sent there.
You gotta have your.
So you're worried about having a dirty one.
Yeah. Like, I
getting,
you know,
swamp ass with,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, that's you know, you gotta have come out of the shower and put it on for a couple hours.
If there's somebody out there that's getting swamp ass, it's because they don't know how to wipe. That's because they back here wiping, not looking at the toilet. If you got to look at the toilet paper, make sure ain't no skid mark there. If you're getting swamp ass, because you ain't checking that fucking toilet paper, son.
You do have to check.
If you got one of them sloppy shits, you have to wipe 20 times, fucking go 21 to get her clean. Like, don't be fucking lazy and nasty about it. Don't want fucking nasty fucks.
And toilet paper's cheap, too. Like, there's really no excuse to not do a proper job wiping your ass. It's cheap.
Yeah, especially if you're at work or in a public bathroom. I mean, give her a whopper as much as you want.
Yeah, you're on house money at this year, you know. You're not paying for the toilet paper there. Get it clean.
Worst part is when you go to wipe and your fingers go through the cheap-ass toilet paper.
You're like, use more. Oh, yeah. Use more.
Oh, I do.
Get you some dude wipes. I mean, use some MD wipes for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Them are nice, buddy. They'll keep you crisp.
Yeah, they will. There ain't nothing better than taking a good old-fashioned shit, and there's nothing on the paper at all. One of those cleaners, those good ones. You're like,
dude,
yes.
That's been a while since I had one.
Those are the best in the world to have.
Dude, I'll be out there on the lake. I ain't got nothing to wipe with. I'll take them out toboggan or something, and I'll fucking shit over the side of the boat, and then I'll wipe, and then I fucking, it'll be one of them shits where ain't nothing, like maybe a little speckle on there. I'm like, fuck, I'm not the fucking wife. I just keep that fucker. Like, you can't throw a fucking whole toboggan or a good glove away because it's a little speck.
You keep it? No, you don't.
Dude, I've thrown them. Like, if there's a skid on there, it's fucking gone. Like, I'll fucking rotate it some, fold it over. Fuck, I'll get the use out of the whole toboggan for the wipe. But if it's just one little speckle after that wipe is a clean shit, like no pinch, no half pinch the turd off or nothing, yeah, you're good to go. Keep that.
I tell you something, you ever go get a pedicure, Maddie?
Oh my God, let me tell you, I love pedicures. Shit.
That's a yes, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love them. I go all the time. Have you ever noticed how much work, how much stuff one Chinese lady can get out of a fucking little towel? They've been that motherfucker 15 or 18 different times and folds and shit and use it for one time. Them suckers.
Yeah, that's what. The boggin out there walking your ass.
Yeah, same way. So tell me about your so you like getting pedicures. I love them.
Pedicures?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dude. So me and Colleen went down to this place about 15 minutes from here, some Hollywood Two Nails, and we go in there, and like normally you go in there, you know, they don't talk to you a bunch, they sat down. These fucking Chinese girls keep trying to talk to me. Like, and a couple of them's a little thicker or whatever, and they're asking, talking to me, and dude, like, they thought I was fucking like the shit. They thought I was good looking, had the sweet on me. Dude, I'm telling you, she got some other shit done with the pedicure, like, you know, her toenails painted, all this shit. We was in there for an hour, and they massaged my legs for 45 fucking minutes. And I mean, never would stop massaging my legs. And dude, I thought that's the best part of it. Massaging your feet, massaging your legs. And I told her, she's like, that's great. I hope they do, because she got a longer massage too. These girls sitting here flirting with me, talking to me. Dadgum won't stop rubbing on me. Jesus.
She better
y'all
be.
Think I'm,
she better be.
Her in here and have her tell you.
She better be glad that she wifed you up when she could. These Chinese ladies are making a play for you.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. They might have a chance down there for if they give me a discount on that $70 pedicure.
Yeah, it's $200 for me and Michelle to go to the nail place.
Jesus.
Time I get
you got one of those places where they serve you wine and shit.
Yeah, that's when we go to. Michelle, this is funny. We're in it the other day. And Michelle goes, I'm sitting at one end, and she's getting her nails. She gets her hand, she just gets her toenails painted. She gets her hands done. Well, I get the most expensive package they have. They squeeze oranges on my legs and do all kinds of shit. Anyways, Michelle texts me. She goes, could you see if they'll send me some wine? They don't even ask me if I want anything. They always ask me. I always get a bottle of water. So I had Michelle send Michelle a glass of wine down there too and stuff. The fuckers know how to treat you, but. I'm telling you, it's freaking amazing. And men, they're like, oh, I couldn't do that. Let me tell you something. You do go. The only rule I have is we changed and went to a new place now called Venus. And I walked in there, and there was three guys in there rubbing feet. And I was like, I told the guy running the place, I said, I ain't getting no guy to rub my feet. I'll leave. And Michelle's like, Jeff, don't cause a scene. Oh, there's going to be a fucking scene. I'm not letting a man rub my fucking feet. And he goes, no. We know people like you. We're good. We got you woman. That's perfect. That's all I want. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but I don't want not some young, skinny woman. I want the older, fat woman, because, you know, they got the experience, and they've been doing this for a while. They got some muscle in them arms.
Yeah.
Yep. Do they do the hot rocks on the bottom of your feet?
Oh, yeah, I've had that done. Honestly, I like them. For those of you who won't fucking go out there and get a pedicure, you've never felt so good in your life afterwards.
My feet are asleep for two days after it's over. Andy, you've never had one, because you're picky about your feet.
I don't want people fucking with my feet.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
Taking him next time, classic. Next time we're together, I hate to tell you, Andy, you don't have a fucking choice. You're going to get pedicures, man. And I'm getting a manicure too, man. Ain't that like you? The problem is like whenever I get a pedicure or manicure, I want my damn hands massaged good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Forearms, calves, feet, like you need a good massage with them. Don't let them skimp out on that shit.
Right? Yeah.
That's why you buy the $85 package.
And they treat,
do it all.
They treat you
fucking,
right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I couldn't even drive when we left there. My hands, my arms, my legs, God.
What do they do with the manicure? They
rub your. Well, I don't get my nails done, but they rub your hands. I get my hands done.
Yeah,
they put these
on the palm of your hands.
Yeah,
and shit.
Do you get your nails done?
I mean, if you want, they do your nails, clean up your cuticles and stuff and all that. But I mean, if you want nail polish, you can get it.
Yeah. No, I don't want nail polish. I didn't know if they put like a shellac on it or something. Make them shiny.
This one I go to, whatever package I get is the best one I have, because I don't want to have to sit around and wait. Michelle's takes an hour, so I want an hour's worth of my time too. They put these fucking gloves, like surgical gloves, on you. As soon as you walk in, it's got some kind of gel in them. Hmm. And then they put some cream all over your arms. They put hot towels all over your arms. Then they massage your hands and your feet and your legs. And I'm telling you right now, Andy, it's a world changer.
I guess I'm just missing out.
Yeah.
You're going to go and you're going to regret the last 20 years of not
missing out on it for all these years. If you're there next to me, I would do it. I'm not going with Jeff, though.
Jeff doesn't want you to go. It's relaxing. You're not relaxing to be around because you worry too much. You don't know how to enjoy yourself.
I know how to enjoy myself.
No, you don't either. You'd be too tense. You'd be too worried about her touching your feet.
Oh.
You would be no fun at a nail place.
Does it tickle? I got sensitive feet.
No.
Colleen's feet's really, really ticklish. Like, she's really ticklish. And she'll sit there and just
squirm.
Big out song.
Jeff does the where the fish eat the dead skin.
I'll never
off
do
of
that
them.
Again, though.
Oh.
I just read. What? I read a horrible deal on it. Yeah, in Mexico you can go. And I'm sure they got some places in America. They got these glass like aquariums that you sit and you put your feet inside, and they got these Asian carp or something that come up and eat all the skin off your, all the dead skin off of your legs and feet. I've done it a couple of times. It's not bad at all. But I just read where a lady in Mexico died because they don't, these fish, they just, you put your feet in there and then the next some bitch puts his feet in there and somebody had some kind of flesh eating disease.
Oh, fuck.
And, the fish gave it from one person to another person. So I'm out on that shit. I'll never do that again.
No.
I'm out too.
Yeah, I'll never do that again.
Fuck.
Did they put the fresh orange juice on your feet when you, the one you go to where they squeeze the oranges and shit all
over
your feet?
No, I've never had that done.
Woo! That's nice because they get the hot rocks, then they use ice cold orange slices and they squeeze the orange slices and they put all that all over you. First time I did it, I thought, I guess they're going to give me a snack. Mm-hmm. And then they started taking the oranges and started crushing them all over my feet. And I thought, that's pretty cool.
Shit, I'd have got the rest of it and nibbled on that thing while they spent it up.
And you know what's funny? And I know you're the same way. They're talking and shit. You know damn well they're talking about you, but you don't know what they're saying.
Oh, yeah. I know what they're saying about me, that they want me. I can tell.
You know that in any language.
Yeah.
Agreed. So, you say you're in a fishing slump right now.
Yeah, I'm in a little bit of a slump.
Where are you fishing this weekend at? Are y'all off this weekend?
We're off for 2 weeks, and but I am leaving to go to Alabama to look at a lake. I'm going to Wheeler Lake. I'm going to go look there. I was going to go to Wheeler, Lewis Smith Lake and Lake Wheeler, but like, got a little bit more time to go to Smith, so I'm just going to go to Wheeler for a few days, swing by Kentucky for a few days, and then come back to North Carolina, and then we're at the following weekend. A week from this coming weekend, we're at Lake Murray in South Carolina.
How many more tournaments are there?
Five.
So you're about halfway done?
Yeah, we need to get our shit together.
Got to get our shit together.
So y'all, is everything on the east and southeast now? Do y'all go anywhere on the west coast or the upper Midwest?
No, we go to the next one's at Murray in Columbia, South Carolina, and then we go to Wheeler in Alabama, Smith Lake in Alabama, and then we go to Lake Champlain and the St. Lawrence River, both in New York.
When are you going to be in New York, upstate New York? Do you know when that is?
August. Both of them's in August.
Well, that's pretty country up there. That's where you had...
Y'all ought to come up there for at least the second New York one. It's the last one of the year. And it's usually a big time. There's a place called Alexander Bay and Clayton.
We've been there.
Like, yeah, dude, y'all need to come up. It's fun.
That's where you had the wine slushy, right?
Oh, yeah. I fucking drank the wine slushy stuff.
Yeah, I think Michelle had one when we were there because we were there, too. Then me and Andy went back and hunted with St. Lawrence Outfitters in the same area last year, too.
Slushy?
Dude, that's me, Lee Liverson, Caleb Summerall sitting there at this restaurant bar thing. We were sitting there and we was just watching this fucking slushy machine spin at the bar. And I was like, honestly, I was like, what the fuck? I don't know. I was like, what is that? No, it's a wine slushy. Just let me try one. She got me a red Solo cup of wine slushy and I drank it last day. Damn, that's good. Got me another one. And I drank about half of it. And I was telling him, this is unreal. So he needs another one. Got me a third one. After three wine slushies in about an hour, I couldn't even fucking talk. There's a video of me just walking outside, Lee messing with me. I couldn't even talk right. But, yeah, wine slushies, good, and that will jack you up.
Huh.
That is a beautiful part of the world right there. That's one of the prettiest places in the United States.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love upstate New York. It's awesome.
Is the fishing any good up there? Or is it tough?
Yeah, some of the best in the world. But I'm going to tell you what. Don't do no fucking U-turn in New York, buddy. Jesus. Let me tell you, boys. I don't know if I should probably tell it, but I'm going to anyway. So, last year at Lake Champlain in August, I went up there and did a fucking U-turn. Okay? I drove 700 miles, missed my exit, and it said I was going to have to drive another 10 miles. Like, fuck this. And they got some nice U-turns up there. It ain't just a fucking little passion road. It's like it ought to not be illegal. They got a turn lane to go into the U-turn. Like, so I do a U-turn, get pulled over. fucking cop comes up there. What'd you do? U-turn for us. Dude, I just drove 729 miles, missed my exit, and I was not driving another 10 or 15 miles to that next exit. And he was like, all right, you know, give me your license, whatever. I gave him my license insurance. Comes back, he said, you know, your license is expired. I said, no. Fuck, I'm on the road so much, I don't even fuck, you know. I didn't know. Well, my license been expired for like 2 months. It's less than 90 days. And so he writes me a ticket, tells me, hey, just pay this. You know, you can plead guilty, pay the ticket, everything's fine. So I do what the cop says. Pay the ticket, write it off, fucking everything's good. Telemarketer. But, sorry.
You're good.
So I do that. Pay it, whatever, send it, you know, everything's good. Well, get a letter in the mail. This is after I've been on the road for. Get a letter in the mail saying my license been suspended. I'm like, what the fuck? Like from Kentucky. So I call, I'm like trying to figure out what's going on. They're like, well, it shows the DMV is like, so it shows something from New York. So I call a lawyer. He's like, I've seen this before. He's like, New York suspended your license and there's 48 states that all, if someone's like, if something happens in one state, they do it in other states. So, because New York suspended my, because I pleaded guilty to driving without a license, New York suspended my license for 6 months. I'm like, what the fuck? So, Kentucky suspended my license.
Right.
I mean, you gotta be fucking kidding me here. Like, for a fucking U turn, like 2 months. So, and I'd already went and got my license renewed. Like, whenever I found out, like, I got home from that trip. Or not even got home from that trip. That happened that evening. That night, same night, I renewed my license online. And got that shit fucking. So I get a hold of a lawyer, a fucking lawyer in New York. He's fucking, okay, you know, got to do this. Well, it's a small court that's only open twice a month, so I'm having to fucking wait. So it's a goddamn month. I'm in fucking North Carolina for a month and a half without my fucking license. Can't fucking go. And I'm like, what in the fuck? And, like, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And like, finally, like, got all this shit worked out. This fucking lawyer up in New York, fucking, I mean, he was pretty good about it and got everything taken care of. I got all the shit to Kentucky, got all that fucking big mess under fucking standing, I guess. I don't fucking know. Got my fucking license back. Jesus, son. Like, go fucking a month and a half. Take your fucking license. It's a fucking wreck. I thought I was going to have to hire me a chauffeur and drive me around the country.
That would have been the way to go. Get you a little chauffeur, carry you around.
I have a choice. Like, you don't have to have a license to drive a boat. Fucking retard 12-year-old go out there and drive a jet ski.
Right.
But, yeah. But I need someone to drive me to the lake. Like, it was a joke in here.
Fucking New York.
Common sense is out the window these days with the government.
Yeah. New York.
Just all that bullshit. I mean, you don't even have to do. I mean, I had to pointless.
I had to take defensive driving in Arizona last 2 weeks ago. I got a ticket where I was going way, way, way fast, and in February, and I had to take defensive driving in Arizona, and it was crazy. It was all Arizona laws.
Mm-hmm.
It was all shit pertaining to Arizona. I thought I can do this real easy. Being a retired judge won't be no problem at all. There's some Arizona laws that have nothing to do with Texas. Some different things.
Right.
But it was a. But still, it was a fucking waste of 8 hours.
Jeff, I can't. I forgot. I keep on forgetting you as a judge.
Retired.
You know about
it. Yeah, Jeff will lay the law down. He, you know.
No.
By the book, by God.
No.
Doesn't fucking work with anybody. Busts everybody's balls when they walk in. Everybody's a fuck. Treats everybody like a fucking common criminal.
I was a very easy judge. I was very, very compassionate to people. Especially people that didn't have a lot of money or had problems and.
Yeah,
so there's just a lot of common sense with a lot of shit. I mean, there's laws and rules, but you can let people pay shit out. You can work with people. You know what I miss the most about being a judge is people that would come in and cuss me out. I miss the confrontational people. I loved a person that was mad and you motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why would you call someone that can make you go to jail a bad name? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Did you just ask them that? Like, why would you come in here knowing I can just do this shit?
They had just no respect for anything at all. And then when you're pretty cool with them, then after that, they like you. But yeah, I've had a lot of them call me names. I had a lady tell me I was a racist motherfucker and cussed me out real bad. And then when she was walking out the door, she goes, I'm going to pray for your soul tonight. I said, well, I appreciate that very much. I need all your prayers.
I need it.
And then every time I see her in town, she's just as nice a lady as you could be, but she could chew my ass out and had nothing to do with me. She's fucking had a wreck. Wasn't my fault. I'll tell you a funny story too, that I had a lady in court one time that had been in trouble for a bunch of shit. So I gave her community service. We did a community service and we have a watermelon festival we used to have in town in Knox City. And we're at this watermelon festival and she's working as community service. Well, I look over at her and Michelle and her girlfriends are over there drinking wine and stuff. And this lady's there drinking wine with her. And so I told Michelle, I go, what is she doing with y'all over there? She goes, oh, we just gave her a glass of wine. I said, she's on community service. She goes, oh, she told me that. But I told her, I said, oh, it's okay. I can handle Jeff. Don't worry about it.
Jeez.
I said, Michelle, you're not helping me at all.
Fucking mom. It's all right. I sleep with the judge. You can have this glass of wine. Yeah, don't worry about it.
No big deal. I can handle Jeff. That's what she told him. She goes, I can handle him. Don't worry about it.
Jesus, that's funny.
So I told her, I said, if I ever puts me on community service and you're around him, don't give me fucking alcohol, okay? After she gets done doing her shit, I don't care what she has, but don't do it at community service.
Do you ever have to do community service?
No, I didn't have to do community service.
Just pay the ticket and move on?
Yeah, pay it and move on.
You know what? I've got a marketing idea for you, Maddie. You've got to get with McDonald's and get you a deal with McDonald's.
Why's that?
Well, you fucking worked there. You did the eight hamburger patties, six Big Macs.
Seven's no good.
But
Dude, I've been fired more times for McDonald's than anybody in fucking history.
That's a perfect marketing ploy for them. We bring back our old employees, Matty Robertson on the Bassmasters.
Dude, I would actually, I've thought about it, and I've told a bunch of my friends this, I think I could enjoy working there now. Like, go in there, not give a fuck, have fun. Dude, I really think I could fucking have a good time working at McDonald's.
I think the co-employees that you had have, the people that work with you, are completely different than what you had. I think you would really get sick of all the woke, weird bullshit that goes on there now.
I did see where they're bringing back the steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
I ate a steak, egg, and cheese bagel last week, pal. Fuck me, is that thing good.
That is the ticket. I usually don't like any breakfast items at fast food joints. The steak, egg, and cheese bagel at McDonald's, I will fucking go out of the way wherever I'm going to get that.
So
I don't know what that sauce is they put on there. It's not mayo. I don't know what it is, but it is the jam.
It's a remoulade sauce, I think, isn't it?
I don't know what it is, but it's fucking delicious. Every bit of it. I mean, it's so good. And I don't really care for bagels either. But you put that fake steak and fake eggs and fake cheese
fake
on there.
Steak.
Onions on it or whatever it is. Oh, God. Thing is so good.
But I'll pull out of the way.
I'm telling you, Maddie, could you imagine you, like, the first day of the tournament fishing in the fucking Ronald McDonald clown suit? Oh, you'd be on camera all the time with your lazy boy on the boat.
I'd fucking dye my hair red. Red curly mullet.
So are we out of the tattoo business now?
No, dude, I told Dirk to bring his dad golden gun. I'm down.
So can you tell us a story about your wife the first time she found out about the tattoo?
So you want to know what's funny about it? Is At the classic, Dirk says something to me, and he says it kind of loud about it. I say, Dirk, mother-in-law, I don't know. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, baby. Oh. He's like, I won't say nothing else. He told me a little while later, or the next day, she's like, yeah. My mom came up to me, and was like, Colleen, she's like, I have to warn you about something. I have to tell you that Matt, he's got tattoo down there.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, I know, he told me. And she's like, he told you? How do you know?
she was hoping that was gonna be a deal breaker.
Yeah, oh, I don't know, but yeah, she was just like all distraught. Thought she was gonna be I don't know, she thought she was gonna be traumatized or something by it or what, but
like, don't be alarmed.
Willie referenced it a bunch in the booth.
No, ain't no doubt.
Don't Don't be alarmed the first time you see it. It's going to have some ink on it.
He has a penis tattoo. So what's the next tattoo going to be then?
We still got to do the DG tattoo.
Dollar General Sarecki said he's in on that.
Dude, I'm still down. Like, I told Dirk, like, we need to do it.
You can't do it on your neck, though, Matty.
No, we're doing it on tramp stamp.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, I like that.
Tramp stamp, lower back.
Ah, fuck, man. That's such a tender area.
Would you rather get a neck tattoo or a tramp stamp tattoo?
I don't know. It all fucking seems shitty.
Listen, I've had tattoos on tender areas, yeah. Pal. The tramp stamp is too bad.
That's true, too.
Don't your wife have a tramp stamp?
My wife doesn't have any tattoos.
Oh, well, your mother has one. So there you go.
Yeah, but women are built different than men.
Oh, I couldn't do
it. They got a hell of a pain tolerance. They got to put children into the world.
They didn't get their penis tattooed ever.
They did not do that. Maddie did.
Yeah, they ain't. Listen, I know about pain. Like, they can say they know about pain having kids, but they don't know about pains about that. I know about the scale of pain from the base to the tip.
When Dirk tells the story, it is the greatest in the world because he's just so nonchalant about it.
Yeah, like, it's just...
I would actually like to hear. I've never heard Dirk tell the story.
Oh, it's great when you had a little pre-dribble come out of it, and he had to give you a Kleenex.
He's like, Matty, you have to get that. I was like, sorry, bro.
Matty, you got to get that.
I laugh so hard when he tells that story. But, yeah. You know, it's funny because I get embarrassed sometimes when I tell him. I always feel bad after I do it because he's famous for he did the Tiger King's tattoos. And then he done your penis tattoo. So at Bass Classic, I go, that's the guy right there that done Maddie. Oh, my God, he held Maddie's penis in his hand. Oh, yeah.
They treated him like a god just from holding your penis. Yes. They're like, oh, bow at your feet. You've touched Maddie's dick.
That's the two hands right there.
Yeah, Tiger King's tattoos, but me.
Yeah. He does have to.
I don't know if I take that as a compliment.
He does have to preface it. He did not do all of the Tiger King's tattoos. So some of those prison ones that look a little shitty, he's like, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
So he's always pointing out his work, not those prison yard ones that you see on the Tiger King.
Dirk is so much fun. Dirk and me have absolutely zero in common, but we are so much alike in a lot of other ways, and we are such good friends. But he makes me laugh so hard. He is one of the most unique individuals I've ever been around in my entire life.
Dude, I love that guy to death. Him and his wife. His wife, Morgan, is a little sweetheart. Nice. I love them both.
Good people. We have such a good time with Boss and all the stuff we do. They're fun. And old Thumbs, Kaylin, she's a really good person, too. They're
Oh, okay. Connor.
Yeah.
Whenever they're doing the penis tattoo, like, does that pain just, like, radiate all over down there?
It make you squint your eye a bit, yeah.
Like, I got it. Like, I got to imagine, like, you just feel that all the way back in your asshole or something.
It's a scale of pain. It's a pain that you've never felt, I promise.
What did you think about the whole time you were laying there with an erection? Had to be something on your mind. Is that Pam Anderson? What is it? Britney Spears? I mean, what?
No, it wasn't that bad. I only had to get it hard to put the stencil on. After that. It
stretches?
Yeah. I held it under one of those hand blow dryers to get the stencil dry.
Can you imagine walking in a bathroom and guys are dick sitting there blowing hot wind? Oops, sorry. I'm sorry. Didn't know somebody was in here.
They put it on crooked too, didn't they?
The first time was crooked, and I smudged the first couple numbers and. He's like, can't smudge these, Matty. I said, okay. So I was I was pulling on it and trying to, you know, where it wouldn't smudge. And I looked over at the wall. I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. Walked over and blow dried.
That was a ticket.
Going up to the hand dryer.
How many people were watching this?
I've ever seen Mr. Bean whenever he's like trying to dry. That's what I was like in there trying to dry.
How many people were watching this?
A dozen or less?
Probably eight.
That's a lot of pressure.
No shit.
It's a lot of pressure on you and Dirk.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
God, what a great time.
You fucking live it, dude.
like 8 years, I told him, I said, you're going to have to do a little warm up, pal. Like, he said, this old guy, Mikey, he always wanted a White Sox tattoo. He's a guitar player. He's cool as shit. One of the coolest old guys I ever met. And yeah, so he gave Dirk to a White Sox tattoo on his forearm. Like, he was pumped about it. I said, all right, now you got the rust knocked off.
You know, you're out of the groove. You got to have a little warm up.
And you're gonna do that tattoo? You're doing something else first.
Yeah, warm it up.
Would you do that, cobwebs, Andy?
Oh, fuck, Jeff. I don't even want to get a pedicure. You think I'm gonna get something on my dick? I don't like people messing with my feet.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Think I'm just gonna hand this over to a stranger?
Yeah, it's not a stranger. It's
That's a good point there.
It is. It's in good hands. Yeah. I know, but still,
I'll tell you this. Whenever you do that, you create a bond with the person that you didn't know. You did.
100%.
Me and him, like, joined at the souls.
Y'all are thick as thieves. How long did it take?
Not too long. Well, the whole stencil process, like, we actually have it documented. I got a 7-minute documentary of it, of everything, and it don't show. Like, I could release it, and it would be fine because it actually doesn't show anything. No private parts.
Right. Right.
But yeah, it probably took 45 minutes to do the actual tattoo, hour and a half, 2 hours for the whole
thing. How long till you could use the thing again?
Dude, you want to be honest with you, it healed up really fast. It's healed up the next day.
Oh, wow.
That's not bad then.
Like, it was for real. I wouldn't recommend it because, like, you still got still wound or whatever, but, like, 100%. The next day, I was like, dude, I thought it was going to kill me the next day. And I wake up. Golden.
Just a fast healer. So what's worse, that or getting waxed?
Waxed
is?
Oh, let me tell you something. About getting waxed ain't that bad. Like, the only part, the part of your body you never want to get waxed is your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Never do that. Jesus.
That makes sense.
No, it's a level of pain like, oh.
Just ripping your guts out.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. I've never felt pain like that in my life.
Mm-mm-mm.
You got some pain tolerance, though.
Oh, I'm down. Pain don't bother me a bit.
It's just state of mind is all it is, Jeff.
Tell you right now, from this whole podcast, what I've gathered is you're a really good husband, and you went through the trenches on your honeymoon.
Boy, did you.
A wife in the flip-up trash can with her head stuck in there. That's just amazing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You'll remember that forever.
I'm telling you, it was a memorable
There's deal. Somebody else that's going to listen to this podcast that's going to know somebody that was on that boat that's heard this story already about, like, the lady.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Head stuck in the trash can.
They'll know you're not supposed to do that catamaran tour.
Was staying there like she wasn't planning on pulling her head.
Excuse me, ma'am. I need to put these nachos in there. Can I get in here for a minute?
Dude, that thing stunk too. Like, I can smell it. Like, her head's inside this thing closed up on her neck. I'm like, how? Like, there's only so much oxygen in there with all the fucking trash and nasty shit in there, right? Like, you know how them fucking things stink? Like, I ain't breathing in there.
How are you breathing in there? The worst is when you run out of stuff to throw up. So you're just doing that dry heaving shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is. Just doing some dry.
Pull your head out. You're embarrassing me.
Get some oxygen. You're going to die in there.
I'm Maddie fucking Robertson. I do not need this.
I'll be honest, dude. I'm going to take that. I was seriously worried whenever she stood up in that damn bathroom. I was like, oh, fuck.
We're going to lose her.
Should have bought life insurance already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who'd have thought?
No, yeah, no joke.
10 years younger, and I got to pull out a life insurance policy on her. So what's next? When did you say you were leaving?
I got to leave tomorrow to go to Alabama. Scott, I got to go check some lakes out, mark some stuff, get a little familiar with them. And go home for a few days in Kentucky. I might go shoot a turkey. I got a buddy in Kentucky. He's got a big farm, and it's actually the nicest farm I've ever been to in my life. Like, they own a company, blacktop company. Mm-hmm. They build highways and stuff. And actually, they're running through their farm. It ain't no gravel roads. It's all blacktop.
Oh, Jesus.
It's one of the most magnificent farms you've ever seen in your life.
Gonna go shoot a turkey? And,
yeah, I might slide out there and pull that old Mossberg out. I probably do need to, you know, get some blood on my hands.
Got
to
do it.
Well, we'd like
it. Don't take. I don't go turkey hunting. They go. They die. Yeah.
Right.
If you get a pass this winter, you and Willie need to come out and come waterfowl hunting a couple of days with us.
I'm down. Willie'd be down too.
Y'all need to come out November.
November. Yep. Yeah. While we shooting.
Specs. Speckabellies. Get you a nice one for the wall.
I love eating those motherfuckers.
Or a nice one for the grill. Either way.
I don't want any eat one.
There you go, yeah.
We can do that for sure.
Yeah.
We shot some specs 2 years ago, and we just fired up the grill on the back of the truck and put them right there.
Yeah.
Out in Montana.
You got open invitation anytime you want to come out.
Appreciate it, fellas. I'll take you up on that. Me and Willie's going to come down. Sure. Willie be damn excited.
Well, we'd love to have y'all out. Willie's going to go tornado chasing with me. If I get a really extreme day, I'm going to let him know, and he's going to fly out, and I'm going to pick him up.
Dude, that sounds like just first off, I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, damn, I don't know. Jeff, I don't know if you know. I know you don't know this, buddy, but I've been through a couple fucking tornadoes.
Really?
Oh, shit. Yeah, like a couple, like two or three of them.
Really? But I did not know that.
Yeah, I went to, I was at Table Rock for an Everstart series probably 10, 12 years ago. And I was sleeping in the back of my truck under a camper shell on a clean mattress. And I was on it, sleeping back there, and this thunderstorm starts coming through. And I fucking, so, you know, you hear a little something, and then all of a sudden, like, shit starts hitting my truck a little bit. And I'm at this campground on this point that goes on Table Rock. And all of a sudden, it sounds like a fucking scary movie. You know, got the damn street pole light out there. All the fucking trees just bow down to the ground, and the fucking lights go off. I'm freaking out trying to find my fucking keys to get the fuck out of there. And it's just gets hitting my fucking truck's rocking shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Well, finally it fucking stops. And I'm like, finally find my keys, and I get out, and I'm fucking looking around. And there's a marina less than 100 yards from me. It's like right there. I throw a fucking rock and hit it. It's still dark. It's on up in the morning. Well, I fucking get up, I drive up to the hotel. I'm like, I don't even know why the fuck I'm here, because it's already over. So I go back. It's starting to get daylight after about 45 minutes. Well, all the fucking boat docks at the marina were just like twisted together. Houseboats were on their side sinking. I got pictures of it. Everything, you're going to think I'm exaggerating. 40 feet from my truck, the trees, these fucking, I'm talking about old big trees. Fucking broke off fucking level 40 feet from my truck.
I don't doubt it. Tornadoes do weird shit.
I'll send you the pictures. Y'all remember hearing about a tornado that leveled a Walmart in Branson, Missouri?
Jeff,
I kind of do.
Yeah.
That thing, that's the fucking tornado that come by me on the
really?
Way.
And it was 40 yards away from you, you think?
Fucking no, like 15 yards. Like, I don't know how it didn't fuck my shit up. Just, dude, I'll send you pictures. Yeah. I got pictures of where my truck is, everything that's leveled, the damn marina next to me. Yeah, they canceled the tournament.
So you're saying Willie will come tornado chasing, but Maddie's not?
Yeah, I just don't know if I can do that. Okay.
Well, you just, y'all come up goose hunt. Willie will come up with me this spring when we get some weather in the next couple of weeks.
Hopefully we get some fucking weather.
We had good rains this week.
Jeff's all about those naders.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Good times.
I like eating them. I like salsa. I like homemade salsa.
What? Tornadoes. Jeff you likes say, the tornadoes.
I thought he was talking about rain for tomatoes.
No. I like tomatoes, too.
Jeff likes those naders.
Homegrown tomatoes are the best.
We don't need fucking naders.
He likes chasing those naders around, getting in line with all the Chinese people that also like seeing tornadoes.
Crazy. When you chase these days, they've got all these tour companies there, and they're all foreigners. Mm-hmm. They jump out of these vans. You ever seen Mexicans get out of a Volkswagen? Like, you can put like nine full-grown, you can put a whole softball team in one Volkswagen.
Well,
That ain't shit. One of them touring vans that holds 13 people, 27 Chinese guys will be in there and jump out sight with cameras and shit. It's crazy.
No shit.
Yep. Every time you go 20, if the big tour's there, that's Chinese people ever with their cameras. Left and right, just taking me. Because they don't have
like them. They're not tornado hitting them?
They don't. They just want to see them. They don't ever see them. A lot of foreigners come here to chase tornadoes because it's the only place that really has a bunch of them. So
I didn't know.
It's crazy. I'm serious. There's tons. There's a touring company that's from the Netherlands that are here right now, and they'll be here through May, just chasing storms.
Def, if you want to chase tornadoes, all you got to do is go to my fucking house, literally.
Happens all the time, huh?
No, seriously. Like, we had one, I think it was a fucking mile wide, come about 4 miles south of my house. Like, dude, like, we get tornadoes on the regular.
Yeah, right now, that Kentucky, Ohio area, that area, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, that is the place right now where the tornadoes have been. I just saw a statistic on it yesterday.
They literally, like, you know, like Mayfield, Kentucky, a tornado that come through there, that's that one. But, like, literally, my house is, like, right there, 3 miles south through. Like, what's weird is I've never had one come right by my house, probably a mile and a half, 2 miles south. But they, it's like, dude, I don't know what they almost like take kind of the same pathways. What's weird?
Right.
Are you gonna sell your house? Or are you gonna stay in Kentucky?
Fuck, I'm keeping. I ain't getting rid of the trailer.
You just got new cabinets in it.
Yeah, I know. I'll never get rid of the trailer.
And you got a driveway going to it, don't you?
Oh yeah, I got me a nice concrete driveway, 700 foot. The boys are trying to tell me ain't no way it's that long. I say, y'all motherfuckers don't know. But you don't know. I'll tell you what, you go pour out a mound of concrete at your house.
Yeah.
Like, you question shooting a deer this far. Like, yeah, it's far. Car out there looks this
big. Are you going to turn it, you're just going to keep it? You're going to turn it like an Airbnb or what?
And Willie's supposed to come out, help me finish the inside of it, finish the back deck. We got a pontoon for the back deck room, put it on posts. And whenever you step off the pontoon, you're going to step off into a hot tub. Like, we're doing it up, like, come stay at Matt Robertson's place. And, he's been going through a little bit of stuff, dealing with a little family stuff. But I think he's getting freed up where we can come out. We're going to finish it.
Finish it up. Everybody can stay there and stay at Matty Robertson's.
That's right.
Have a great time at Matty Robertson's.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, dude, it's fun as always. Come out here in November. We'd love to have you out here. It'd be our honor to... have you out here and shoot some speckle bellies and shit. So
one thought.
Good luck the rest of the way, and we're gonna be watching closely, see how you finish up.
All right, appreciate it, fellas.
Make that fucking luck change, dude.
God bless you, buddy. I'll see you in November. Tell Willie I said hello.
All right, we'll do, fellas.
See you.
Bye bye. The great Matty Robert.
Well, he's so much fun to be with. God almighty, he's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy.
There's nothing worse than being seasick.
I would agree with you on that.
I got a little bit of it whenever we were coming back from Isla this last time, because they had us down in that hole. If I'm up and I can feel like the breeze, I don't get that way. But I was starting to. It was a good thing we got to land when we did, because starting to feel a little churning belly.
I thought Tony was going to die on that trip over.
Yeah,
Tony got sick the night before on something he ate, and he took 2 Phenygrin.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even keep his eyes open. He was going to get a hotel and stuff. And then at the airport, he's like, please don't leave me here. Make sure I'm asleep or awake so I can get on the airplane to come home. And then I'm like, what did you take, Tony? I go, what is wrong? And he's like, oh, it's medicine. I go, what kind of medicine did you take? I don't know. He told me. I said, you take Phenygrin? Yeah. So how many did you take? Well, 2. It's like that diarrhea medicine. If you still throw up, you keep taking them the whole time. I said, no. I said, fuck, no wonder you're fucking tired.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, you almost got sick on that ride too.
Yeah, it was just stuffy down there.
So it didn't bother me none. I've only been seasick one time, and it was absolutely miserable. And like I said, that was in the Pacific. And I hope I never go through it again. Yeah. But I also, other than a boat, I don't like spinny shit. Like at a fair, anything that spins around a lot, I'm out on that shit because I don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
All right. Thank y'all for listening to us. Y'all have a good week. God bless you. Check us out on Patreon. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. See you. Bye.
Go check out our sponsors. Go check out Lucky Duck, Looking Glass Podcast, Shin Gear, Dirty Duck Coffee, Mossberg, Dive Bomb Industries, Pacific Calls, BHP 25, Boss Shot Shells, MLR Graphics, Ducks Unlimited, Mallard Bay, Double T British Kennels, Hemp Hill Farm, use the promo code BHP, Sanford Outfitters, and Alpha Outdoor Specialties.